Last name is White, W-H-I-T-E. First name is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, 71060, 65-year-old woman, originally from Houston, Texas, married before, has three children, but recently 7 years married to Mr. White. She's a heavy smoker, doesn't drink alcohol. She used to be a correctional officer and has been smoker all of his life, as long as she can remember, period. In paragraph, she was recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD, core pulmonary O2 saturation was at 78% when the ambulance arrived, period. In the paragraph, now she has oxygen in place. She uses 2 liters most of the time. She also suffers from coronary artery disease, has a stent, 3 stents in place, was told not a candidate for coronary artery bypass graft, and no more stents can be given, can be placed. So she's on medical treatment only regarding her atherosclerotic heart disease, period. She also suffers from hypertension, DVT of the lower extremity, anxiety and depression, allergy, penicillin, sulfur. Medication, Zidia, 10 milligram a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram a day, Lasix, 20 milligram a day, Metoprolol, 25 milligram BID, Zoloft, 100 milligram a day, Aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Norcor, 10, 325, as needed for pain, up to 4 a day, period. Family history, dad died of a brain aneurysm, mom died of dementia. Oh, mom is still alive, but she has severe dementia. Patient does have O2. She has had the O2 since last month. She uses 2 liters at all times and still finds herself to be short of breath with symptoms of angina. She also has a nebulizer, but she doesn't use very much. Immunization up to date. Last hospitalization was a month ago. That was noted. Patient in the emergency room was given fentanyl and nitroglycerin. CT showed no pulmonary embolus. EKG showed no acute myocardial infarction, but patient was definitely having unstable angina with increased core CHF, and pulmonary edema, and curly B lines, period. Medical records from her, total medical records are pending at this time. On exam, Jacqueline has a weight of 240, 58 pulse, respiration 22, 97.3 temperature, height is 5'7", O2 sat's 91% on 2 liters. Heart positive, small positive, verse 2 with a gallop. Lungs, ronchi and rouse. Abdomen soft, lower extremity, 2 plus edema. Neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, 65-year-old woman with end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease, no longer a candidate for CABG, no longer a candidate for stents, cannot handle a CABG because of weakness in her heart, period. Recent hospitalization because of CHF, COPD, exacerbation, period. She is not willing to stop smoking, period. Recently was given Lasix at a higher dose, but has been cut down to 20 milligram, period. Oh, by the way, her blood pressure is 127 over 67. Sorry, I said that. She also uses nitroglycerin on a PRN basis, which she's out of at this time. She's requesting to be evaluated for care at home. She doesn't want to go back and forth to the hospital given her advanced heart disease, period. In the paragraph, she knows that she has very little time to live. Her doctors have told her unless she does something different, she's not going to live past 6 months, period. She doesn't want to do anything different. She plans to continue to smoke. She has a daughter that sees about their groceries and their needs on a regular basis. And she wants to take her medication to stay active. As far as blood clots are, to be able to stay pain-free with the nitroglycerin. She wants to take her medication, including nitroglycerin, to stay pain-free, period. New paragraph. Any type of activity causes her to be short of breath, period. She definitely needs the oxygen, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor at this time, period. Oh, surgery. She had some kind of tumor removed from the base of her neck, non-cancerous. She had stents in her heart. It fell off an ATV with back problems, chronic back pain, degenerative disc disease. And put patient's addendum. Recent hospital records indicates that let's see, where does that indicate? Let's see, I think we got everything. Indicates that patient has ejection fraction of 50%, 40 to 45 to 50%. and with both diastolic and systolic congestive heart failure related to her severe COPD. That's an addendum. Thank you.